You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, let's get to it indeed. This is Filippo Voltaggio, and I'm excited about having our guest on the show tonight. She is a blooming artist and an author. As a matter of fact, she has a book called just that, Blooming from Ashes, that will be coming out in 2015. So we have the exclusive, and this is really exciting because in the tens of thousands of people are already following her, been following her, been listening to her words of wisdom, and she's finally putting a lot of her words into this book that's coming out. It's actually part of a series, and the other ones are coming out soon after the first one comes out. So it's an exciting time for her. And I think a really exciting time to be presenting this information. We thought, why wait? Let's do it. So we're going to tell you about our guest, her story, her books, and maybe even a little bit about her family, because it's all fascinating. And the thing that I found most interesting about our guest and her story reminded me of a story that I like to share with friends and clients and at workshops. But since I love all the people involved in this story, I have changed the relationships to me to protect the innocents. So I have a friend who has a great understanding about natural health and alternative medicine, though he is not a practitioner in any way. He's not a doctor. He just has this great understanding and has helped a lot of people that have come to him saying, hey, I've got this going on. And he just says, hey, try this. And anyway, this friend of mine is married to a woman who had a mother, or still has a mother, thankfully. This mother came to visit one day, and this friend of mine noticed that she had this rash that was growing on her arm. And he said, do you know that you have a rash? And she said, yeah, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it'll go away. And he said something to this effect, it doesn't look like something that'll just go away. You might want to try XYZ on it. And she says, no, if it gets worse, I'll just go see a doctor. A week or so later, she came back, and the rash was worse. And my friend said, your rash seems to be worse. Do you want to try XYZ? We have some. And she said, no, I decided I'm definitely going to go see a doctor. Well, she went to see a doctor, and the doctor prescribed something. And a week or so later, the mother came to visit, and the rash was actually worse. So nothing against the doctor and nothing against what he may or may not have prescribed or if she might have used it correctly. However, the point that I'm making is this friend of mine said, well, maybe you can also try XYZ. And she said, no, I'm sure this doctor stuff will work and it'll take a while. Well, about a month or two passed, and this friend of mine stopped saying it. Every week he'd see his mother-in-law and didn't say anything anymore while he watched the rash get worse. Until the last week he saw her, her rash was almost completely gone. From one week to the next, a drastic difference. And he said, wow, I've noticed your rash really looked good. It's almost gone. And she said, oh, yes, this friend of mine told me about this product. It's amazing. It's called XYZ. And it was the exact same product that this friend of mine had been telling her to use for weeks. As a matter of fact, his wife was there and they both looked at each other and she rolled her eyes. And when I heard this story, I thought that's a perfect example of what we all do day in and day out. We can hear something from somebody who might have the expertise to actually give us the right answers for us, but we might not be able to actually hear it either the first time or the second time or the third time, or we might not be able to hear it from that person or that person. We might have to hear it from a friend, not our in-laws, not our family, or we might need to hear it from an actual doctor and not our family and our friends, or we might have to hear it from some stranger. But whatever it is, it's that once we hear it, like they say, sometimes the answers are all around us, but we're not in tune to them. Well, once we tune in to the right answer for us, then things really start to click. And this is why I'm excited about having our guest on our show tonight, because so much of what I know we're going to talk about, we've talked about on this show, but it might come from a homeopathic doctor, or it might have come from an author who didn't actually have some of the things that we're going to talk about, but knows that these work, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, or a spiritual healer or what have you. But coming from Jerry, our guest, who I think has a way of connecting with a lot of people, especially people that are going through and have gone through what she's gone through, I think so many people are going to be able to hear her. And it's our pleasure to have Jerry Fortune on the show when we come back right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Our guest comes to us as a former cosmetologist, a bartender, a bartending school owner, a former VIP manager, a retired hotelier, and a mother of two twin sons. And for those who have twin children, I don't need to say anymore, or actually children. Now she, amongst other things, is an author, especially on not only on Facebook and in blogs, but specifically for three forthcoming chronicles of her story, fascinating story, based on true events, titled Blooming from Ashes. Can't wait to dive right into it. Jerry Fortune, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Filippo. Thank you.
This is a long time coming, because I have known of you for so long, and I knew the right time would come, and I feel like it's now. Even though your books aren't out yet, I'm glad we've got an exclusive. Let's get as much out as we can.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
So first thing I did when I heard about you, I went to your Facebook page where you have tens of thousands of followers, and I started reading. Like I saw these words and some of the ways you were describing things, and so much of it seemed so down and so dark. And then I met you, positive, bubbly, happy. What happened?
I don't know. I think I went from survival mode to thriving mode. Yeah, I think that's really what's happened over the last 75 years. No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, I mean, I reaching out to so many people and you know, enjoying the unbelievable gift that social media has brought to us. I'm able to touch lives in ways that I never ever could have imagined. So, you know, even though the story has its dark sides, you know, I knew that there was a way for me to communicate it in a way that, you know, it wouldn't bring people down and like, oh, you know, pity. And no, you know, I was a speaker for the Lupus Foundation, and I learned how to reach out to people in a way that I can share my story, but not in a way that it seemed, you know, down. It was more like, that's what I was like before. This is what happened to me before, and this is who I am today. So, you know, anyone can have this. It's just believing in yourself and knowing that you can do it. You can heal yourself. You know, you can, you have the power within yourself to, you know, cause change.
I that is awesome. And I actually didn't say what it was you changed from, and you did mention it, but I want to make sure it didn't just go by. So in, you know, 3 minutes or less, please tell us what it was and what it caused and how you felt. And then when we come back from the break, we'll get into where you are now.
Sure. Well, I was diagnosed with lupus, SLE, when I was 15, when I hit puberty. And it couldn't be diagnosed. It was just, you know, the medicine in the 80s was not what it is today. And so it pretty much attacked my immune system. For anyone who doesn't know, what it's an autoimmune disorder. And so it's my immune system attacks itself, or used to. And so I was pretty much in a deathbed. Within a year and a half, I was in a deathbed. They gave me a week to live. And by then I had seizures, I had arthritis in like 98% of my body. I was having, I had gangrene, I had fingers amputated, just many, many, many things that you look at me and you're like, did you really go through that? So going from, you know, a deathbed to what I've accomplished to today is just a humongous difference. So that's what I meant.
Wow. You are in a different place, because, you know, someone given 3 minutes to talk about, which is which is very short, to talk about, you know, something that deep and that hard to deal with, and the fact that you in, what, 30 seconds are ready to come to today. Like, let's just move on to the good stuff.
The gift of communication.
Well, okay. Well, more power to you. I mean, if that's as much energy as we want to give to that, then then we can. So, it's really taken me aback here. I bow to where you are then.
Thank you.
With that, when we come back, getting to where you are, like, what steps were right for you? What state of mind, what some of the processes that worked for you, that made sense for you, resonated for you, however you want to look at it, so that others who are at that place that took you 30 seconds to describe, but for them and for you at the time, it was a lifetime in a minute, right? Of excruciating everything. So, So from mindset to body pains and all of that. So for those who may be there or may be on their way out of that, how to more quickly get to where you are now. And frankly, even if people don't have lupus, how many people want to be where you are now, from what I'm feeling from you and the energy you're putting out? So we'll be right back with Jerry Fortune on Life Changes with Filippo right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeitel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, speaking of real people, this is Filippo, and we have Jerry Fortune with us here tonight. Jerry Fortune is an author, amongst many other things, and I can't wait to get into what Blooming from Ashes is. Actually, I think that is exactly where we left off, not necessarily what the book is about, but what the life process was about, Jerry, from deathbed to on your way to here.
Okay. Well, something that I always like to share is the fact that I, you know, people, they look at me and they think, well, you must have had a really great upbringing and you had... And actually, I was born and raised in Puerto Rico, and I grew up in a very, very quote-unquote religious, you know, family and an environment. And so I never knew what it was to have a power. Your power was given to, you know, other sources outside of you. So when I started to get sick, I was getting sick like any child gets sick. You know, you think you're sick and you take medicine and you get better. But in my case, you know, they couldn't figure out what was wrong with me, and I kept getting worse and worse from, you know, like I mentioned before, the arthritis, and when it got to seizures, it became more serious because it's my brain is being affected by this disease, whatever it is. And so before getting to the deathbed, you know, there was just the agony of not knowing what was wrong with me. Actually, when they diagnosed me with lupus, and that was already pretty much to the point where I was given a week to live, and we knew it was the lupus. You know, I was diagnosed with SLE. So what I think had to change in my life, you know, meantime, I'm only 17 years old at the time, was pretty much my way of thinking. No one taught me this. No one showed me how to. It was just something that, you know, when you have relatives coming in to say their quote-unquote goodbyes, people wow. you've never met before, wow. and you're looking at them, you know, I'm 17 years old. I don't really have, you know, all the guidance I've ever had to this point was religious. I'm looking at people like, don't they know that I'm going to be okay? You know, and I asked my mom to tell them that I wasn't going to die. And she tried to shush me down and kind of yeah. And she's crying. And I'm going, you're a part of this too? You're crying? What's wrong with you? And so I got very, very upset. You know, 17, rebellious child. Not rebellious for the reasons your normal teenagers are rebellious. You know, because I want to go to a party or because I want to go hang out with my friends or because I'm grounded. No, my rebellion was this disease that had consumed my high school years. I was being tutored in the hospital. I pretty much was living at the hospital at the time. And watching everyone tippy-toeing around me like I was some, like, broken eggshell that was, you know, glued together, and at any moment I would just break apart and crumble, was very frustrating for me.
Wow.
So I asked my mom to changed their mind frame, and she wouldn't. So I literally kicked everyone out of my room, including a pastor who had come to read me give me my last rites. I think that's what it's called. Yeah. That's what it's called. So I kicked everyone out of the room, and throughout that week of that happening, my entire health just started to turn around. The doctor had told my mother her body has taken a push no human body can stand. So we don't expect her to live more than a week. Everything turned around. And, you know, at that point, I remember laying in bed and just talking to myself, knowing that I was going to be okay, that whatever was going on inside of me would come to an end. And so I did make it. The doctors could not explain why or how I survived. And I, at that point, I knew that anything that I wanted for myself, as far as like my health, knowledge, anything at all that would help me to improve my life would have to come from myself. Mm. Because growing up in a religious family where you give all your power away, and heaven forbid, they tell you you have to have faith. But then when you say, you know, you have faith and you can move mountains, they look at you like you have five heads, never mind two, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, and so I survived and started to go into a remission. It took a while. No one knew that I was actually cutting down my medication on my own. The doctors would not cut it down, and I pretty much started cutting it down by myself. And by the time I reached 18, I was already on very low doses of prednisone, but no one knew that I was, again, you know, tailoring it down. So
what were you telling yourself while you were tailoring? Obviously, you were hiding this. So,
oh, yeah.
You were saying, we don't, what were you actually saying? I don't need this, or?
I had conversations with God. I really did. I would, you know, that I knew how to do very well. I knew how to pray. And so I remember sitting on my bed and just talking to God. And I remember telling my mom this, and she would say, you need to be on your knees. You have to have more respect. You know, you can't just sit down and have a conversation with God. It doesn't work that way. See, so I was given many rules and I broke them all. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And what would you actually say?
I would make deals with him. I would say, you know, look, you know, I know I'm going to be okay. You say to have faith. You've always told everyone around me that all we need to do is have faith. And that's what I'm doing. I have faith that I will be okay. And because I know I'm going to be okay, because I know this, I will share my story one day when I'm better. And so I always used to say that, you know, and to the point where I got married very young because my mother kind of married me off. She kept telling me, you're not going to, you know, you need to do all these things and take advantage of being okay right now because you never know. So she still had doubts, you know. And so I ended up getting married very young, and my ex-husband wanted to have children. And I knew it would be a risk, you know, and I had worked so hard to get better. And I thought, should I do this? I really didn't think it was a good time. And it, you know, one thing led to another. So I, again, had a conversation with God. And I said to him, you know, I've been trying now for 3 months to get pregnant. Now I'm 18 years old. I was actually, my bad, I wasn't 18. I got married at 18. I was 21 when this happened. By now I'm on like 10 milligrams of prednisone. I was on 75. So it was a huge, huge difference. And I told God, I said, look, if I don't get pregnant by the end of this month, I will take that as a sign and I will not try again. I give you my word. So that was August, the beginning of August of 1986. And on August 30th, my birthday, I felt sick to my stomach, and I knew at that moment. I told my ex-husband, get me a pregnancy test. And it was the last day of my deal, pretty much. Yeah, that was it. It was either then or not at all. And I ended up being pregnant. And I found out on my birthday. And so it was a big, to me, everything worked. I always listened to the signs. Again, no one taught me this. It's just, I just know how I operate, and I know what it is to be in harmony with the universe. Something that I wasn't taught, just I felt it in my heart, in my soul. Like, this is the way to live.
And Jerry, that's I you You took the thought right out of my mind, because I was going to say to you and ask you the question, there's got to be something else, because a lot of people make deals with God. Them, and they probably know that the majority of them are going to break them. Like, if you help me, blah, 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 I'll promise I'll never have another donut again.
Yeah, but you know the difference, Filippo? The difference is making the deal, but really listening to what is right for you. Not saying you're making the deal and it's like, well, it doesn't matter if he doesn't help me out, I'm going to do it one way or another. You know, it's really sticking to your word to yourself, because you're not breaking a word to anyone else. You're breaking your word to yourself, you know? So
yourself is listening and watching and saying, well, you keep breaking your word, so what's the use? And you're not in tune with that. That's not a relationship with a higher power, a higher self, or God, exactly. Or whatever, right?
The universe. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, I mean, I called my doctor and told him, and he flipped out. You know, this is a doctor that saw me go through it all. He was yelling at me, and he was like, I am not supporting this. I'm not helping you with anything. I told you you wouldn't survive. You won't survive. You will die on the table. And I'm like, well, it's a great timing to tell me that, because I'm pregnant, and it is what it is, you know? So after going to different doctors, I went to three different gynecologists, and they all turned me away. They told me I was high risk and that they couldn't see me, just like that. And I called my doctor of crying, my rheumatologist, lupus doctor. And he got me to a doctor because he loved me. He cared about me. It had been years we were together. He was just upset because he was worried. And so I go to this doctor who is, you know, high-risk doctor who's writing a book. I think he was on his second book at the time. And he was the kindest man I'd ever met in my life at that point. And he's like, we're going to be okay. And he was so positive and spoke my language, you know? And so I started seeing him, and within a week, I started spotting. He came in on a Sunday to his office in his robe to see me because I was spotting. And he sent me for an ultrasound first thing in the morning, and it turned out that I was having twins. So when I went to see him the next day, he says to me, just double trouble. And I'm like, you know, I don't know what to say at this point. You know, he's like, we thought it was going to be hard. It's just going to be a little bit harder.
I just have to ask, did you say, okay, God, this wasn't part of the deal? Or?
Oh, no. I thought, this is great.
Double blessed.
Not only am I blessed with one, I'm blessed with two. Because of my faith, I got two for the price of one. And that's how my tale pretty much became a journey. I mean, I went from, you know, doing this with just myself to now, you know, instilling this into these two lives growing inside of me. And again, things that I didn't know were coming up. You know, I played, you know, classical music and put my Walkman next to me and played classical music to my children. I named them in my belly. I knew which one was which. When they moved, I knew which. And people thought I was nuts. But you know what? When you are that in tune with your higher self and with you yourself as a human being, there's no excuse. I mean, you can have this knowing, you know, with yourself. You can. I'm not more special than someone else. I just trusted. I trusted the signs. I trusted, you know, the little that I thought I knew, you know? So, so that was the beginning of the twins.
and I have had the pleasure of meeting them, and they're bright and actually people we'd love to have on the show at some point, as you know, for other reasons that we'll talk about another time. But what a story. What a story. And I can't wait for the books and for, you know, now that I know you, follow you myself and watch you. And how, let's see, I was going to share with people how they can get a hold of you. I was going to put up the website, roadtoashes.com, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then they could go to Road to Ashes on Facebook and like you there, or like the page there, and follow you there, because more and more now your words are gone from all the negative stuff to a lot of really positive stuff. And do we give out your email, or how do people contact you?
Well, if people go on my fan page, then uh-huh. they can send me direct private messages. I talk to a lot of people through my fan page.
I know you do, and that's why I wanted to make sure that I knew that we could direct people and how we wanted to do that. So that's how we do it. So that's the, it's literally facebook.com/theroadtoashes. But if you just put in Road to Ashes when you're in Facebook, you'll find it. And along with tens and thousands of other people who have found her and to whom she is connecting with and sharing her story with. And thank you so much for sharing it with us. When we come back, Jerry, if you could give, let's see, because I know in the book that you're going to be talking a little bit about some of the things that people could do specifically, and you've started to touch on that. But there are so many modalities that you've started to connect with. There are so many, because now, obviously, being where you are and resonating where you are, you've connected with more people that are there. And that's a beautiful way to live. So I look forward to talking about when you're welcome. Thank you. We'll talk about that with Jerry Fortune when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic. And the Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and we are talking with Jerry Fortune. We are having such a great conversation that I hope not tens of thousands, not hundreds of thousands, but millions of people could hear, because this is something that is not just about one particular disease. This is actually not even just about diseases. Maybe it's about diseases, because diseases are in all areas of our lives. This is a way of life. This is a way of life that this person has tuned into what's best for herself, and has been using it and thriving with it more and more. And the more I come to know her, the more I am amazed. Jerry, again, my hat's off to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We're going to talk about where you are right now. On the road here, I know that you have connected with writings from different people and connected with other people in person in different modalities. What, in the short time that we have, do you want to mention that other people can potentially tune into as well?
Well, I actually kept a journal all the time, and I never thought about writing my own story until I read You Can Hear Your Life by Louise Hay. And that book really resonated with me, because I always thought that there were reasons for the different disease in my body and never knowing why. And I right away went to lupus. And when I read, it just made perfect sense. So because of her book touching me the way it did, I was able to write mine. And I think if there's one message that I would love to get across to people listening and people with any type of disease in their body, it is find out where your real disease is within yourself, whether it's, you know, childhood trauma to, you know, personal issues in your life and relationships, you know, relationships with our parents who have perfect relationships with parents, you know. So that, it definitely will be a start to your healing. And so my life today is a work in progress. Like I don't ever feel like I'm done. I will never be done, because my life will continue to move forward, and I will continue to meet people, and I will continue to kind of, you know, take on different phases in life where I have challenges, and I'll need to resolve those challenges. And if I don't work through them, then I know other different types of disease will formulate in my body. So in order to prevent that, I will always be conscious of everything around me and what affects me and how. And so that's a really, I think that is the most powerful message that I can get across to people, is to really, really get in tune with yourself, with your body, and figure out where, you know, these things are coming from. And once you get to the source, then work on that, because medicine cannot heal everything. It really cannot. It'll help you, of course, for the minute, for the moment. But, you know, you can put a Band-Aid on a cut, and if you need stitches, it will continue to bleed. It's just the way it is.
You mentioned Louise Hay and You Could Heal Your Life. That segment, I think, is powerful as well. And since so many people I know that are going to be listening to this are battling with lupus, I think it would be good to, unless you have it in front of you, do you mind if I read what
that is? No, go right ahead.
So it says a probable cause for people who have lupus is a giving up. Better to die than stand up for oneself. Anger and punishment. And Louise is great about giving new thought patterns or affirmations. And what I find interesting is, before you even knew of what she had written, and others have written this kind of thing as well, you tuned into and did exactly what was written here, because new thought patterns would sound something like this, according to Louise Hay. I speak up for myself freely and easily. Sounds to me like throwing everybody out of your room. And it sounds to me like you do this all the time anyway now. I claim my own power. I love and approve of myself. I am free and safe. That seems like you to me now.
Yeah, I mean, it yes, and at the same time, it goes deeper than that, because, you know, I had just remembered that I had been abused as a child, And, you know, sexual abuse will cause many, many things in your body. The minute I read that, I thought, I need to get help. And I went, I started therapy right away. So I put nothing, I never say, no, I'm not going to do that because I can do this by myself. No, I take different tools that are, that come to me and I utilize them to help me, to assist in my healing. Like I did therapy for 5 years. And if it hadn't been for therapy, I probably wouldn't have had the great book that I have today. Because, you know, unveiling all of these truths, it was very painful. It was very hard. So, you know, that's how I went about it. And there are different forms of, you know, things that you go through in your whole life from your childhood that it doesn't necessarily have to be that drastic, you know, that dramatic, you know. But they do cause this ease in your body. You know, you hold on to things. We're like a computer, and all these things are like cookies. We have to get rid of these cookies in order to be free and have a great mind and have a great life. So.
Yeah, you know, I like to tell people when they say, well, it was just an accident, like if they hit themselves up against something. And I say, oh, okay, but that accident happened to happen on your left side next to your, you know, next to your stomach or whatever. And then, you know, notice if it happens there again or, you know, or whatever it is, or it's cancer, everybody gets it. Well, no, first of all, not everybody gets it. But secondly, where is it? Because, you know, if everybody gets it, quote unquote, why did you get it there and that person got it over there? Right.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
So where are you now? Obviously, you are still a work in progress, because that everybody is, as far as I am concerned, I believe. So you're a work in progress, but your progress has brought you here where you have a great family. You smile a lot. Tell me more.
Well, I just moved to California, to Los Angeles, and I am in the right now. My book is in progress because, and I say that because I just decided about a year ago to make it chronicles, because I've been through so much in my life. I want to make sure that I touch all different realms of life, not just one particular. You know, I don't want to just touch another Latina like myself. I want to touch different people, human beings, spiritual beings that have gone through different things. And so I've broken it up into chronicles. And so my first chronicle of Blooming from Ashes should be ready for 2015, and I would say January. And then I'll release my second after, you know, I feel it's time. And right now with myself, I just finished doing a Reiki course, which really helped me tremendously to really touch in an area that I had never touched before, which was really how I can help other people in more of the, not necessarily healing per se, but teaching people how to really get close to their higher self to be able to heal themselves on an inside out basis. Even if it's something from taking himself to anxiety, from anxiety to a calm state. I'm actually doing that right now and working on my second chronicle. So a lot of work right now. Gotta touch the world.
Well, interesting you should say that, because I was going to share with you in these final thoughts that when you have an opportunity to listen to the show that we just are taping right now, that you will hear yourself talking about touching people, connecting with people, teaching people, and you're so helping people driven. And it's interesting that I caught that when I was reading your bio. A cosmetologist, very people oriented. You're dealing with people one-on-one, usually all the time, all day. Bartender, people. hotel business, people. And one can say, well, those are easier jobs to get or blah, blah. No. If they are, people that get them usually stay in one area. You went from cosmetology to something completely different, bartending, to something completely different, hotel. So you now are on something completely different, which tells me that all of that is going to serve you so well. because you're on the path.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love people. Like, people say, oh my God, how did you do it? And I'm like, when I can bring joy to someone, whether it's through a check-in process in a hotel or, you know, serving a drink or cutting someone's hair, which I did right after my fingers were amputated. Go figure. Dropping the scissors and having to explain every time I dropped the scissors. But anyway, I liked the change in people's moods that I was responsible for. You know, I know this now. Back then, I didn't know that that's what it was. But looking back in hindsight, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. That's what I saw. Like, that change, that made me happy. It made me really happy to make other people feel good about themselves or have someone to talk to or, you know, don't worry, I'll take care of it, Mr. Smith. You know, I will get you the upgrade that you need. You know, those kinds of things. You know, it's empowering. It feels good. So I wasn't giving as much as I think as I was getting, really.
Well, with all the tools that I personally know that you have now and that you're obviously acquiring more and more all the time and your desire to help people, I know that you will help many people. And already just by this program and bringing your story out before it was even time to come out in the book, et cetera, but to just jump at it and say, let's get it out there. Let's get it out there now. Let's help as many people as we can. The sooner the better. And here you are. So again, the third time I had three hats on. My third hat is off to you.
Thank you so much. And I have to say, Filippo, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really feel that one of the reasons I moved here was to meet people like yourself that are pretty much assisting me in carrying on this mission. So I bow to you and I say thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. It was, of course, our producer, Dorothy, who
Dorothy
has been the torch for you since she met you. So here we are just doing our duty.
Thank you. Thank you to both of you.
You're very welcome. And with that, we'll be back in just a moment with our producer, Mark Legere, with our producer's wrap right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We're back, and it's our producer's wrap with our producer, Mark Legere. And Mark, I did say her name several times, Jerry Fortune, but I feel very fortunate that we could share her story.
We're fortunate. Obviously, she's quite fortunate, and our listeners are fortunate to have heard that story. I think, you know, we were brought up by such a medical system here in the West that looks at the symptom and fixing the symptom as opposed to the core. Mm. And as she was saying, and Louise Hay teaches, and our producer Dorothy Donahue is certainly a champion of, there's so much that needs to be learned about what dis-ease truly is. And I think that's what this show for me is about, and this discussion for me is about, and what we really need to get to the heart of in terms of where all of these aspects of certain ailments come from emotionally, lupus being one of them. I have friends that have battled Lyme disease and a brother with MS, and you know, it goes on and on and on, and yet all of them have a root cause that is emotional, and then it goes into a deeper discussion, because emotions aren't necessarily how do I feel in this moment. It can be legacies of emotions that are imprinted from, you know, ourselves, our ancestral heritage. You know, it goes pretty deep.
Very deep. As a matter of fact, she just had the opportunity to really just touch on so many things that we could go and hopefully someday can go together so much more deep. Hello, faith, religion, medicine, family, and so much of this well-meaning and yet perhaps misunderstood or not, what does one say? It's just not appropriate at times.
Well, they're also completely disconnected oftentimes.
Yeah.
You know, faith, medicine, Eastern and Western medicines, you know, now holistic, you know, you're starting to get a blending. You're starting to see science and spirituality meet. And I think that's where, you know, we're getting into some of these aspects is when you're starting to look at quantum healing and some of the energy healings and a lot of the modern sciences are starting to point back to ancient knowledge, and ancient knowledge happens to be based very much in science and in some of the, you know, earliest writings back to Sanskrit. So, you know, I think finally we're starting to see this truth come up in the intersection. That's why we're having more of these discussions.
Yeah. And an expanded conversation, because it's not just about one thing. It's not just about, the Band-Aid, like Jerry said, and like you're saying, it's if all of these different, whether it's faith or religion or science or all that, spirituality, food, nutrition, if they all talk to each other and they all said the truth, wow.
Yeah. No, if they all said the truth, that therein lies the key. And I think it's not only them saying the truth, but it's the individual saying the truth to themselves. You know, if people are really honest about looking at themselves and what they're really feeling and what they're really wanting and where they're out of alignment, it starts to get relatively easy to look at the root cause. The hard part is looking at yourself.
Yeah, kind of like I was saying to Jerry, I said, you know, a lot of people make deals with God, but they know they're lying. So so many times we say things, or we say we're going to do things, or we eat things we know we shouldn't, and we don't really want, but we do. We can be so out of alignment with ourselves that to hear this story was very refreshing.
Extremely refreshing. And I think hopefully it will have inspired a lot of people to step back and take a look at themselves and where they're out of alignment and get books like You Can Heal Your Life and Louise Hay. And there's certainly many others that have different perspectives on the same belief system. But we're understanding just how powerful our thoughts are and how powerful our thoughts in correlation with our emotions or the emotions that they drive are.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you're saying this also, because we mentioned Louise Hay, and I'm glad Jerry was touched by her. I've been touched by her. I've met her and been touched by her quite literally. And however, each of us have our own different audience. And so Jerry's book will touch other people that Louise Hay's book might not. So I'm glad that she's putting out her book and her story, so that, you know, if they didn't get it from one, they'll get it from her, or they'll get it from both.
Indeed. I hope everybody has the opportunity to have that read.
Yes, and I'm glad they have at least had the opportunity, and we've had the opportunity and the good fortune of having this story to share with everybody. It's a positive story, and it's a story of success. That's how I'm looking at it. So with that, thank you, Mark, and thank you, Dorothy, for bringing us Jerry and introducing us to her, to our Life Changes family. And as always, we want to thank all of you for being with us here on the show. Remember, I am Filippo Voltaggio, and as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.